Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Dave Woodward, your host here at Funnel Hacker Radio. I want to introduce you to Till Boadella. Till, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm super excited. So Till is a serial online entrepreneur who makes multiple six figures a year. Coolest thing actually was last year, 2017, he made 170 grand in 7 days with his own product launch. But since then, he's gone on to help others really maximize their back end, anywhere from $50,000 to $1 million on the back end of their businesses with product launches. And product launch is one of those things we don't spend that much time talking about. So I thought, you know, it'd be fun to bring Till on here, have him kind of talk about some of the stuff he's doing. Most importantly, how it can be a benefit to you. And obviously, a lot of you guys who have followed us for a while, we started off years ago. One of the first funnels we ended up making was one for Jeff Walker, Product Launch Formula, and did some stuff with that. But Till, let's kind of dive in. Tell people a little bit about what you're doing and what's working for you.
So basically, I was in Jeff's program a few years ago in the PLF. I think that was in 2013 or 14, something like that. I remember back then, I didn't have the money to pay for his program, but I used the payment plan and I went into a bit of debt. So I got his program.
Welcome to being an entrepreneur. That's how it works.
100%. So I got into his program on the 200 per month or something payment plan. Went through the whole program and saw all these other people doing these launches. You know, everyone in the industry was kind of using Jeff's formula, or a lot of people. So, I dove into it and I tried a couple launches by myself. Those didn't go so well. I realized
that. Tell people why, because this is one of the things I have people talk about all the time. That is, well, should I spend a whole bunch of time doing a product launch and what if it doesn't work? So let's talk about when it doesn't work. What happened? Why didn't it work? And what'd you learn from the mistakes?
I think when you do a launch, the audience is literally one of the most important parts. The launch is kind of like this formula that works, but you need to have a really solid audience and a good offer for them. So I would say in the past, I was doing launches and I didn't have the right audience and I didn't have a good offer. So I was doing these launches with weak offers, kind of selling to the wrong people, and those launches didn't work well. And once I had a really, really, you know, irrationally passionate audience and a really crushing offer for them, I was using Jeff's formula and it just took off like crazy. So I think it's really about the audience and having the offer. And then Jeff's formula just, you know, takes that and creates that magical chemical reaction where people just go crazy and buy.
I love it. I remember years ago working with Dan Kennedy, some things he always talked about was message, market, match. And you've got to have the right match for the right market and you got to have the right message. And I think one of the things we spend a lot of time on here, and that's the offer. So help people understand when they're trying to create a good offer, what are you looking for in an offer that actually works for a launch?
Well, first of all, I want to be really niche about it. So in the past, I was doing these general launches and I didn't really know who I was selling to and what I was selling. So the launches that did really well for me were in a specific niche where I was teaching people e-commerce. So in 2016, I had this dropshipping store where I was selling these AliExpress products to people in Germany. I was selling dog collars, doing free plus shipping and stuff like that. So I built that business to, I think at the time, like 6,000 a month, something really small. And I was having a YouTube channel back then. So I was starting to talk about dropshipping and that store that I was building. And back then, not many people were talking about dropshipping. So the videos got a lot of attention and a lot of views because I was somehow one of the first, not the first, but one of the first to talk about it. So I got all these views on YouTube related to dropshipping, and people started to ask me, do you have a course? How do I set up a Shopify store? How do I dropship? What's the process? So I knew, okay, people are asking me about this. You know, there's an audience with a strong desire. And then it was just about really talking to that audience, understanding them. I was doing a daily Q&A show, answering their questions. So after you do that for a few months, you just know what they want. You just know their problems, and creating the offer at that point is just like super easy. Like literally just put it together and sell it to them.
So Till, one of the things I always have people ask me about, and that is it more important, should I first of all focus on the audience, or do I focus on creating a killer offer? Where do I focus first, chicken or the egg? Which ones matters most?
Personally, I think the audience matters most, because you can have a really, I mean, without the audience, you can't really have a good offer, right? So the offer is only as good as the audience that it's being sold to. So I always, you know, for beginners, I always give them the tip to just post on social media, pick a platform like YouTube, Facebook, publish content, build up a following. And once you have an audience, can be on social media, can be an email list, you can then understand what their real problems are, and then you can easily do a launch. But if you just think about, okay, I'm just going to put together this offer, oftentimes it's disconnected from the audience. You're just in your ivory tower coming up with something that you think is awesome, but in reality, it might not really be proven and it might not really sell.
So how do you create a niche-specific audience when you don't know exactly what you're going to sell them?
That's a good question. For me, it was more luck, because I was just posting on YouTube. I was doing this daily Q&A show, and I was all over the place. So I was doing personal development stuff. I was doing general marketing, direct response, a bit of e-commerce, a bit of dropshipping. And then the dropshipping videos just got the most traction, the e-commerce stuff. Those got like 20K, 30K views. The other videos like 200, 300 views. So yeah, the niche kind of chose me rather than me choosing the niche.
But you know, Till, what you said there, I think is real critical. And those of you listening, I hope you guys caught on to that. And that is, if you don't know, put out a ton of content. Put out a ton of content. What you're going to find is certain content resonates. And how does it resonate? Well, you're going to look at engagement. You're going to see if you're doing on Facebook or anything else, you're getting comments, you're getting shares, you're getting likes. If you're on YouTube, how many views are you getting? You get a lot of views in one area and not in another. And I think, as you made mention there, Till, as far as, well, you know, then just kind of pick me. I think that happens when you continue to go out and produce massive content. I think the scariest part for most people is they're afraid to create the content. They're like, it's got to be right the first time. And if I screwed up the first time, no one's going to believe me. No one's going to trust me. And then I just won't be able to come back to me. So
100%. Yeah.
Now that you've gone out and you start creating it. So what I'm hearing you say basically is the first thing to a product launch, you got to create an audience. You create the audience. Ideally, some easiest ways on social media. So if you're going to go Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, doesn't matter which one. Right now, obviously, video seems to be one of the easiest, fastest ways of creating that type of content. Obviously, you can do content through a podcast. It's probably not as easy to see the interaction as much. It's more from indoctrination and things like that afterwards. So focusing on Instagram or YouTube or Facebook, and how often were you creating content?
So basically, the backstory is I was reading Gary Vee's book. Forgot the name. But in the book, he said, just produce daily content. And I was back then, you know, dabbling a bit. So I read the book and I was like, okay, the big takeaway here is just to go out there and produce content. So I just started and I made a decision to post 365 days in a row content on YouTube. And I chose the Q&A format. So I would just, first of all, go out there and ask people for questions just on Facebook. You know, I'm doing this daily show. What questions do you have? And I would collect these questions, screenshot them, put them in a folder, start recording videos, and then I would get comments under the new videos. I would screenshot those, and I would have this massive folder with questions. And over time, that just turned more and more into e-commerce related questions and dropshipping related questions. And then it was kind of easy to you know, serve these people and eventually do a launch, because more and more people were asking, you know, do you have a course? And back then I didn't have a course. So I brought out a course for $97. I didn't really do a launch. That was kind of an evergreen thing. So then I was monetizing the audience. And then a few months later, when my audience was peaking, when the goodwill was the highest, so when everyone was just watching the videos, commenting, I was like, okay, now's the time. Now's the time to do a launch.
And was it more of a seed launch, or was it an actual launch?
No, it wasn't an actual launch. It was like the classical Jeff Walker stuff with some twists. So I just built an early bird waiting list from YouTube. So I sent people from YouTube to the early bird waiting list. And what was interesting is on YouTube, I could use the PLC, the videos.
Upload. So if people aren't familiar with PLC, explain what PLC is.
It's basically pre-launch content.
That's what PLC stands for. So it's a video that's Jeff Walker's for the, I'm sorry, I'm stealing your thunder. Go ahead, Till. You can tell it. It was your problem.
It's basically a sideways sales letter. So instead of having one of these long page sales letters, you kind of take it and you break it down sideways into three videos. So it's not just about offering content. A lot of people confuse that and they think, oh, it's just about creating videos and giving value, but it's actually about selling, you know, and that's also what people confuse a lot with webinars. They think, oh, it's just about offering a bunch of value, but it's actually, like, you know, Russell says in Expert Secrets, it's about breaking down those false beliefs, rebuilding them, and then leading into the sale. And Jeff usually does that with three videos. So I did that as well. And the awesome part was I then uploaded those videos to YouTube also, additionally to sending them to my list. And I turned the videos into YouTube ads, and I used YouTube retargeting to boost those PLCs like crazy. So the PLCs got it.
Some people might not catch on to what you just said.
Okay.
So basically you've taken the video that's in a, so typically on a PLC type of launch, they're going to opt in and they're going to get put into an autoresponder sequence of where they're going to get the next three videos over the next 1 to 4 days or 5 days. And then they're going to get the fourth video, which basically is the final offer page. So here you're taking those and you're taking each one individually, uploading them to YouTube. And on YouTube, you're using that as an ad.
Yeah.
So how long is the video typically?
The videos were between 10 and 20 minutes. They were produced not very high quality. I was using like not that good of a camera back then. The videos were kind of, looking at them now, it's a bit embarrassing. But they resonated with people. And I boosted them. Each video got between, I guess, 10K to 20K views from the ad. And in the YouTube ad, I then sent people also to the opt-in page for the early bird waiting list. So I was kind of using the launch formula in a bit of a different way, cool. Combined with YouTube ads and all of that, and built the launch list. Then I sent out an early bird email, and about half of the sales came from that early bird email, and then the rest of the sales came over a 5-day period, more or less.
So how large was the list that generated 170 grand?
2,500 people.
That's impressive. 2,500 people generated 170 grand. I'll take that any day, because a lot of times people think they have to have a list of 20,000 people to do a launch. So I think it's super cool. So you created this 2,500, and one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on the podcast here is help people understand, literally, this is really, how much did you spend in ads?
About $8,000.
So about $8,000 in ads. And that was that $8,000 all spent prior to the launch?
I think most of it was spent boosting those YouTube videos, okay. Boosting the PLC content. A bit of it was spent on retargeting on Facebook. So I was, you know, doing a custom audience and then retargeting people. And so a bit of it was...
You basically spent... keeping the numbers and the math simple, $3 per opt-in.
Yeah.
So $3 would put it at $7,500. Those 7,500 people on your list, then, or I'm sorry, 2,500 people on your list.
2,500, yeah.
Yeah. So you, yeah. So basically at that point, then what you're looking at is my math right on that? I think it's probably right. $3.
Yeah. It is about $3 per lead. I don't know the earnings per lead. But it was pretty satisfying. I
mean, generate 170K. I'll take that for 2,500 people on the list.
Yeah. And what's funny is I once was doing a launch with a guy who had 500K people on his list. And back then I wasn't so experienced. So I thought this launch was going to blow up. It's going to be like the biggest launch ever. And the launch only did 25K. It was a big disappointment. And that's when I realized this guy has 500,000 a list of 500,000 people, And I made so much more money from 2,500 people. So what I really realized is how someone enters your list makes all the difference.
It's, I totally agree. The relationship with your list is so much more important than the size of your list.
100%.
So I think help. So now you've got these people, they've purchased your product and everything else. Where'd you take them from there?
So I didn't use any upsells or anything like that. I was using ClickFunnels, but it was a simple funnel. It was a long form sales page with a video at the top. The registration or payment form was on the same page. So I didn't make them, you know, click one more time and go to a different page. And then they would buy. I only offered credit card because I didn't want to have like a lot of disputes or stuff like that on PayPal.
I think it's pretty cool. So you got a VSL, a single page VSL with credit card on the VSL page.
Yeah. It was like
the entire transaction takes place on that VSL.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And then it was just simply sending out a welcome email with the link to register for the membership site, also in ClickFunnels. And after the payment, they would be instantly redirected to a thank you page where they could set up the account. Then I had a Facebook group and they would just go through the content. That was it.
Again, I love it. I love how simple it was. Still making great numbers out of it. And it works. And I think that's the part, if I can stress anything, you guys have to understand the importance of building a solid, solid relationship with that list. And value provides that list, the much easier it is when it comes down actual time to provide them an offer. You already know what they want. I'm assuming you were asking, you made mention that you were already getting questions from them. You're answering those types of questions. You're building the type of rapport with them and then turn around and basically giving them exactly what they wanted.
100%. And they were warmed up because I was posting on YouTube. So once I even told them to get on the list, they already knew me. They already liked me. They already had consumed a ton of videos and got a lot of value. So the relationship was actually built before they even got on the list. And I think that's also a big part why the 2,500 list was just so powerful, because I didn't need much more, you know?
Till, that's awesome. Well, I totally appreciate you coming and sharing that experience with us. So if people want to find out more about you, how do they connect with you?
Best shot is to go to tillboadella.com.
People here.
Yeah,
so T-I-L-L.
T-I-L-L. B-O-A-D-E-L-L-A. And you can also find me on YouTube. Just type in that same thing in YouTube and you're going to find my channel.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it a ton. Any parting words to our audience?
Just don't give up. You know, if you invest in a program, it might take you 2 years, 3 years before you ROI the investment. A lot of people expect that they invest in something and they want it to work right away. Whenever I buy something now, no matter how much I pay, I know it's going to pay off. Sometimes it just takes a bit longer. Might be 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, but it's always good money spent.
Yeah. I love it. Well, Till, thanks so much, bud. Good talking to you.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months. And we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.